Always good to have this guy in our airwaves. McCook High School grad. He was a standout guy back in his McCook Legion days, and he is having a ball, I know, in what, season 9 now at Northeast of Norfolk, coaching their baseball team, head coach Marcus Clapp. Coach, coming off a good fall season, you always excited for the spring season. It's finally here, and you guys, your team's off to a really good start, aren't they?
You know, we've done some good things. You know, we've had a tough little schedule, and which is good. I mean, I want to play good competition early and to see where we're at. And so we've done a good job. We've had a couple losses that you obviously, you know, you'd like to take back and get some things fixed. But overall, we're doing a good job.
You've got some returnees back. I was reading a little bit of your preseason preview on your website. You've got a couple of guys in the lineup and some good pitching back once again off a pretty good team last year, don't you?
Yeah, we got some depth. You know, I think that's one thing that's been, you know, really hurting us in the past is just the depth on the mound. And this year we've got that good depth. We've got a lot of sophomores back, so they've got experience. We've got a few young freshmen that have really stepped up and they're helping us out too. And so, yeah, we've got that good mix on the mound and it's helping us out here early.
One guy you talked about, we know the name, Caden Rizek over from Ogallala and the sports he's played against McCook over the years. And he's going to be a big part of your pitching staff, isn't he?
Yeah. He's actually, you know, probably one of our top guys, has really thrown well this last couple weeks. Just has swing and miss stuff. It's plus stuff from the left side. And you know, we just got to get his arm healthy. He's been kind of fighting some tendonitis and some stiffness and tightness and all that. And so, you know, and part of that's early, cold and early. And so we just got to keep our eye on him. But he's anchoring that staff for us.
Tell you, looking at your scores of your first 12 games, Marcus, boy, your offense putting up a lot of runs. I mean, it's 8 runs, 15 runs, 14 runs, 13 runs, 15 runs. This offense has got a lot of punch this year.
We do, and I'll be honest with you, it was kind of our spot that we were a little uncertain with going in, and I think opening weekend, you know, just playing and having so many new guys in the lineup, you know, and freshmen and never – playing college ball before, it kind of took that opening weekend for us to get rolling and for guys to understand that it's just a process and they got to trust the process and do what they do every day in practice and not try to do any more. And I think after that first weekend, it kind of settled them down. And so the last 2 weeks, we've swung the bat a lot better and starting to get more consistency from our guys offensively.
So are there more freshmen in your lineup here early than maybe in years past?
No, I think just we lost some key bats. You know, we have a couple key returners, obviously, with Fitzpatrick and Parrish, and Waller's been doing really good for us. Our catcher, Giuseppe Salvatore, Colorado kid, he's been on fire here the last few games. So we're about half and half. But there are some key guys and in some key spots. And so they've done a better job here the last couple weeks.
Obviously, Marcus, in year 9, you love what you're doing. The school's treated you well, and you love the school, love the area, and of course, we all know you love the game of baseball.
Yeah, it's been really good. It is hard to think it's been year 9 already. This is year 9 already, you know, time goes pretty quick, and so love doing it. Love being around it. Can't get away from it, and so we're just chugging along here.
Coming back to your hometown, coming up this weekend, kind of a home-and-home, two games with MCC here, and then you take off at your place with the two games coming up next week. You and, of course, Coach John Olson, longtime teammates, friends, known each other for years and years, and I'm sure talk a lot, and they're playing well, you're playing well. These ought to be four really good games to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be. I mean, we actually moved our game up to Friday here. We're not supposed to get good weather Saturday, Sunday, Monday, so we're actually going to play here Friday and then come to McCook Saturday. But yeah, you're right. There, you know, I told John in the fall when we played him that, you know, I really felt like this was, you know, maybe one of his most complete teams he's had. They've got really good depth on the mound. They've got some bats. And so they're obviously, you know, 9-1, they're playing well, and so it's as usual. It's always going to be a battle, and we're excited to to play another team that's got a nice winning record.
I don't think you're going to play a conference game until sometime here when we get into March. Where do you kind of put yourself as far as your conference at the top? You feel like you're going to be a contenders right there all the way?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think our conference is just really, really tough. And so, you know, the top six go to the conference tournament. And so that's obviously your goal every year. And, you know, I feel like we should definitely be in the top six. And I'm hoping we're pushing that top three. And so, you know, got to play really good baseball, got to play clean baseball. And you know, I always tell people, it doesn't really matter what happens in February and in March. It's really what you're doing in April and May. And so, we just got to keep learning and continuing to develop and making sure we're playing our best baseball at the end of the year.
No question, you feel like this team, you know, I know it's only early or it's late February, early part of the schedule, but this, you know, keep improving, keep playing. This could be a team that could go on and do some things in your postseason tournaments.
I think so. I do. I think that we've got the pitching to do it. You know, if we stay healthy, obviously, offensively and defensively, and on the mound, that's obviously key for any team. And so I do. I think we've got some really good pieces in place that, you know, we do things the right way, we can make a run.
Got to talk about the family. Wife and three kiddos, everybody doing fine, and I'm sure growing like weeds, aren't they?
They are. Everyone's doing well, and my oldest is a freshman now, and
wow.
So he's got high school baseball here starting, and it's fun to follow him. And Miles is a golfer and a soccer player, and Lucy still just dances nonstop, and so it's it's busy time for us all.
You just couldn't get her in with a bat in her hand at all. But that's okay, dance. But I know it's like, come on, honey, just try softball once, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think I'll tell you, the boys would kill me, but I really think she might be the best athlete of all of them, and she's just a dancer, though.
But you got the best of both worlds. You got a baseball guy, and you got a golfer, and that's what you loved to do in high school back in the day. So you got the best of both worlds, don't you?
I can take care of that for sure. That's not a problem.
I don't know how you juggle your schedule, especially spring and going to all these. Oh, my gosh, you're going to be on the run like no other.
It's going to be busy. Luckily, I looked at his schedule, and you know, he plays a lot more midweek, and so I'll hopefully be able to see more games than I originally thought. And Miles is going to, I think, try track this spring, and so hopefully at some point I'll be able to watch him. But usually when they're the weekends, it makes it tough.